The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
I think that we shouldn't
rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, word is an assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Work with me, producer, work with me, yeah? You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, friends. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, or go back to Facebook, BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. This is your radio show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
There's a variety of things we've covered on the Facebook today, but I want I want to thank all those people. I don't know where this echo is coming from, but I want to thank all those people that have been liking the page. I think we've had multiple thousands over the past week or two. So all of you folks, if this is your first time listening, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can get all the details about the show and the program and all the highlights and news and things like that as well. Now, on the Facebook page, we just put a referral of one of the latest events that we did. Many of you may not know that we're not just talk radio. We actually do events as well. We travel all throughout the country. Just got back from a tour, as a matter of fact. And this is what happened. There was a business owner down in Armstrong, Iowa. He said, our business invited Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
There you go.
The You Can Run But You Cannot Hide crew down to give a presentation at our yearly 4th of July Fest in Armstrong, Iowa. The entire crew was like a large family, warm and friendly, even after many days on the road.
Fuzzies. That just gives me the fuzzies.
Gives me the ushies. Bradley Dean himself is a very personable family man.
But that's what makes him dangerous, said Channel 9 Fox News. Do you remember that? When the homosexual came
out here?
Say that.
What was it? He said,
that's exactly what he said. He's very kind and cordial. Uh-huh. And he said, but his enemies say that's what makes him dangerous. As if his enemies knew who he was.
And who are his enemies?
Yes.
So I continue. A family man taking time to chat and keeping an eye on his own children playing at the local park before the event. Afterwards, he made a point to chat with nearly every person that came, even seeking out people before that left to thank them. Now, this is what's important, folks. When we come to your community, which we will, you can get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is exactly what you're going to experience. This is a family ministry, but, folks, it is doing big things across the nation. Why? It's because it's always, whenever you tie into a great movement that goes across the country, you're going to see that the family's incorporated. By the end of Bradley Dean's presentation, your mind is fully engaged, enraged, and enthralled. You cannot help but stand tall and say, what can I do?
Amen.
Bravo, Sadat.
You know, one of the things I want to interject right there, Jake, is the fact that you hear this quite often through people where they say, God first, then my job. They say God first, then my family, then my job. No, you don't get one without the other. That's just how it is. And that is ministry. So to try to compartmentalize what we do you know, separate one from another. Yeah, no, God is in everything. In everything that we do, we lead the way, and you don't get one without the other.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? Around the world, too, there's being examples that are being set. Of course, we bring you good news every single day. The Freedom Outpost does a good job doing that. I want to bring up one of these articles because it's important to understand that the youth, typically, whenever you see a movement, it starts in the youth. It starts with their action and how they catalyze it.
Of course.
What did Christ say? He said, ultimately, look to the child as the model of heaven. As a matter of fact, your last column was dealing specifically with that. The McGuffey Reader versus globalism, when we look to Jesus as our example, as all that is right, just, and true, you cannot overlook the fact that he used a child as the model of heaven. That's a text art, too. In Egypt, there is a whole bunch of children that are bravely facing persecution right now by gathering and praying together in public. Now, think about that. They're getting persecuted for praying in public.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you see even pray for their meal nowadays? They're not trained to.
Yeah.
No persecution involved. Just merely thanking the God of heaven for all of his bounty that he's given to them. But these kids are facing that. As a matter of fact, from the government and other Muslims, around 1,400 Christian teenagers from 8 to 14. Listen to that setting. Wow, I can hear all of that in my headphones. 8 to 14 years old, gathered at a desert oasis in Wadi El Natron for the One Thing Kids Festival. Starting at 16, at the 16th of July, they worshiped God and prayed that they would not, that they would be salt and light for Jesus and become the change makers in their communities. The festival ended on July 18th, and they returned home all fired up to be disciples of Christ and witness to their neighbors. Folks, this
and
is
guess why the kids are doing it? Because the adults aren't.
Exactly. It's being left off in the midst of persecution. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. on Easter said, I need some people to go march. Everybody said, it's Easter weekend. Let's do it next weekend. You know, this isn't very convenient. It was the youth that stood up. And guess what happened when Bull Connor was packing those 8 to 15-year-olds in jail? He was looking pretty stupid. And these kids did nothing but march for their liberties and to desire that which every citizen of the United States of America has, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Everybody wants the freedom, but nobody wants to pay the price.
That's right. Yes. These kids were, and they're doing it in Egypt now, folks. Look to that as a light, and that's where I get hope. When the generations that maybe have gone before us, that have left us where we're at right now, when the kids step up to the plate and say, I'm willing to take responsibility. Let's do this.
Well, I think it is. I mean, when you're talking about the model of heaven, it's interesting that the apostles didn't even understand. They rebuked those that were bringing the children as well. And Jesus said, no, wait a second. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Of course. Just think about that. When you see corruption, you don't see it in Scripture. You don't see it among the young. You see it among the old.
That's right.
And when you look in Scripture, you show me where a man that was young, or a young man that was young, might I say, where he fell into sin. You can't find it, friends. The only people that fell into sin were those that knew better. And the Jewish people have something called the bar mitzvah, that when you become 13 years old, you become responsible. Not when you're 25 and 30 and 35 years old in America, or 40 or 45 years old. You know, you go spend your years, you give your life to the cruel one, your years to the cruel one, and then later on you say, oh, you know what, I burnt my life up, I'm going to give it to Jesus now. No, remember something, friends. God looks at the heart, and don't ever forget that. It's always in sincerity. But anyways, when we look at what's going on in Egypt right now, of course the children are going to do it. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth what? Perfected praise. Why? Because the older ones are the ones that degenerated the meaning of goodness in the first place. And the little kids and their purity and their undefiledness understand exactly what they're doing because they're moved out of sincerity and out of purity.
As a matter of fact, I got a Facebook comment on that show on Tuesday that I wasn't a big fan of. But Chris said, all kidding aside, I liked your show yesterday. Little Emily reminded me of my daughter and brought to mind all the innocence that is counting on us to take a stand. Love you guys. Keep it up.
Wisdom is justified by your children. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back and, well, let's talk about, are you willing to live for her? Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So as I said during the first segment, are you willing to live for? And the question here is not only are you willing to live for, but is this how you say thank you? The other day, I brought up a quote by Captain Nathan Hale, and this was his last words, friends, before his execution. They hung him in September 1776 after being captured by the British. Listen to what he said. My only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country. Now, let me contrast that with what took place today in America. Here's the headlines. Abortion providers are heroes. Race charlatan Al Sharpton has blood on his hands. Former President Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky's sex tapes reportedly leaks. Same-sex marriage legal in Minnesota? These are headlines, friends. Egyptian Muslim cleric offers instructions on proper ways to beat one's wife. I mean, this is like the National Enquirer at its worst. These are headlines across the country. Egyptian Muslim cleric offers instruction on proper way to beat one's wife. Headlines in America. Oh, and by the way, this is, of course, excluding the daily scandals that are surfacing on a daily basis concerning the United States of America and its administration, and namely this president. And folks, do note that every one of these headlines stand in direct violation of the laws of our republic. That's important. Alex de Tocqueville comes to my aid when he stated, America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Let me say that again. America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. So what's become of America? Is it a governmental problem? Is it a state-run media problem? Or is it just simply a lack of gratitude on the behalf of the American people towards them that paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives to give us the freedom in which we now possess? Hey, the message is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is love. And let me show you the greatest version and definition of love in action. Greater love is this than no man has. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Did you hear what Nathan Hale said? He said, my only regret in dying is that I only have one poor life to lose for my country. And the American people, in which he died and sacrificed for, stand back and watch headlines like this come across the papers. And by the way, legitimate media sources. Abortion providers are heroes. Ray Charlton, Al Sharpton, has blood on his hands. Former President Bill Clinton's Monica Lewinsky sex tape reportedly leaks. Same-sex marriage legal in Minnesota. Egyptian Muslim cleric offers instructions on proper way to beat one's wife. And of course, this again is excluding the daily scandals that are surfacing concerning this administration and the President of the United States. Do you think this is why Captain Nathan Hale died? Do you think when he sacrificed himself, this is what he knew he was sacrificing himself for somewhere down the line, like 237 years later? No, he died magnifying and establishing the laws of our Constitution. Well, the modern American sits back and allows these harlotins and these abortionists and these sex scandals come out of the president's White House and, you know, other things that are taking place during the administration and this president of the United States and the scandals. And here again is a foreigner telling the American people, America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, friends, guess what? We're ceasing to become good, so therefore we're ceasing to become great. And again, I can't blame government, I can't blame the media, I blame the people that tolerate corruption in government and tolerate corruption in the state-run media. Since the inception of this country, we hear of the sacrificial testimonies of good men concerning warfare and sacrifice to lay down America's foundations in which, by the way, friends, we walk in today. For example, the signers of our Declaration of Independence, 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste for more than a year. He lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children gone. And a few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. And P.S., Morrison and Livingston suffered the similar fates. So considering the cost to establish what we have today, these were good men and women that gave unto us our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, independent from tyranny, friends, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Wrongs. And again, these are the men and women that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws of our republic against the crimes that are tolerated in America today. Now, what about World War I? Let's bring it to the present. In modern or present history, I should say. World War I, 116,516 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. World War II, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Korea, 36,516 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Vietnam, 58,151 Americans fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. Iraq, Afghanistan, 8,000 and counting, fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, friends, not only is our military responsible to swear, as they do swear, to uphold the Constitution of the United States, but so it is similarly with politicians. Here's their oath. My name, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home, friends, and abroad. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about to enter, so help me God, with their hand on the Bible. How true it is that those that gave us the republic were not cowards. And one thing's for sure, friends, cowards will not preserve it. And the question I want to lay to your candor is this. You often hear from the great portion of the American people how much they love their country. Matter of fact, you could ask a good portion of them and they would agree to the fact that they would die for their country. That's how much they live for her. But the question that I have for you is this. How many of you that are listening to the Sons of Liberty right now are willing to live for her? Not just die for her, but to live for her. Because when I go back and tell you again what Captain Nathan Hale said, how can you not live for what he died for? He said, "My only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country." And the question is, did he die so we could watch criminals trample what he died for? No way.
No way. You know, and I look at the mentality right now, just before we started the program today, the mentality is, well, you know, if I'm doing bad or things are bad, I'm a victim. We just saw this Ariel Castro guy of Cleveland. I knew nothing of this case until I heard on our break that he said, "I am a victim of porn." That's why he kidnaps, I guess, three girls or something like that and repeatedly molests them for years and years and years.
Yeah.
He says to them on ABC as well.
Yeah, this is the same argument the homosexuals have, too. They were
born
that way.
And that's where I'm getting at. He says, "These people are trying to paint me as a monster." You are a stinking monster. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're a criminal.
He goes in. Goes on. "I'm not a monster. I'm sick.
Of course.
Sexual problem. It's so bad on my mind."
Did you hear about the guy that was like 1,600 pounds, Jake, and he couldn't get out of bed? He was on Geraldo back in the 90s. This guy was so big that literally he could not get out of his bed. I mean, that's really how big he was. Humongous, right? And so what they did is they kept taking the camera, going back to the guest audience, back to the guy that couldn't get out of bed because he was so big. You know, and by the way, he had an eating disorder. He was a sick man and somebody needed to help him, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they kept going back to the guest audience, back to the man laying on the bed, back and forth. And they were playing the emotions of the people that were actually watching. And by the way, falling hook, line, and sinker as to feel sorry for
somebody
the man that just couldn't help himself. But what happened is the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back, Jake, and you know what I seen? I seen a big plate of food under this man who just couldn't help himself. Right under his big face. Guess what? He died.
Yes.
And when he died, they had to cut the walls out to get his body out of there. Mm-hmm. But see, America failed the test because they forsook love for their emotions. And they called it love to sit back and feel sorry for the man that was stuffing his face, Jake, with food, where at length he killed himself.
And this is perfect. This is a perfect progression because that man who was fat, he didn't affect anybody. That's fine. You want to say you're sick? Fine. You can sit there and keep eating. But when it bleeds into a man who literally rapes women multiple times, kidnaps them, keeps them in his house, and he plays the same card and people are willing to bite onto that, that's a result of not people dying for America, but nobody is living for America because they're tolerating
that. That's right. Well, Jake, you know, they got the dispensation to choose to do the wrong thing, God failed. They blame God for it.
That's right.
God failed to give them the dispensation to do the right thing. Well, let me tell you something, friends. If you got the power to do the wrong thing, you still have the power to do the right thing. You got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over, but unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, we're talking about sickness versus choice now is really what it comes down to. For when you stand back and begin to excuse yourself and call yourself sick because you're violating the law, that's a convenient rule indeed. And by the way, that is bureaucracy created by the state, and it shows you how dangerous it really is. Jake, go ahead and explain to the people as to what you were saying on the second break.
About the gentleman.
The rapist.
Yeah. So he said,
I got a problem with pornography. I know I shouldn't have been looking at it, but you know I was, and I kept feeding that monster. You know, it's like D.L. Moody when he rightly said, I'm not responsible for the birds that fly overhead, but I am if I allow them to nest in my hair.
That's right. I heard at the break that this I forgot his name now, some Castro or some Ariel, I think.
Yeah.
So he says, I'm not a victim. He says, I am not an aggressor or something like that. I'm a victim of porn.
Oh.
And I thought, well, first of all, I never heard of this guy. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? And then it goes on, the judge, the prosecutor, somebody ended up saying to him, no, you are not a victim. You are the predator.
Good for him.
And he found out today because he's life in prison, no parole, nothing left for this guy. He's in the black hole. He's in the can. But he said this, and ABC News reported this. These people are trying to paint me as a monster. This is after three women talk about how they've been held captive for multiple years, and they have been molested by this man over and over and over again. He said, I'm not a monster. I'm sick.
Yeah.
My sexual problem, it's so bad on my mind. And then he says, God is my witness. I've never beat these women like they're trying to say that I did. I never tortured them.
No, I just tied him up and kept him in the basement chained for 12 years.
This is incredible that somebody...
You get a lot of credibility. I would listen.
I know! He gets in there, like you were talking with Nathan Hale earlier. What's the headlines? I mean, everybody's talking about this headlines. We should be talking about the justice that just happened. Okay, yeah. This guy just lost his life.
Yeah, my only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country. And here's this guy trying to excuse himself as to why Nathan Hales died to give him the liberty that they've got today. They're trampling the blood.
Yep.
Yeah.
And to the point of the column was the fact that the result, this is a result of society, not living for the price, not living for liberty, not living to exalt the law which protects our liberty.
Jake, so what I'm gathering here then, so if I become a criminal because I just can't help myself,
that's right.
Then I become sick. Not responsible.
That's right.
And
that's the excuse.
I think it is. Especially your scripture
says, why have a law?
That's exactly right. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, he said. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I guess what he is saying, that the way he renewed his mind was to give it over to scum and to porn and to the filth and to the debasedness. I guess, well, then, you know, as they say, you are what you eat. Well, he ate enough of it where that's what was actually coming out of him. And then he commits the crime and then he wants to blame somebody else for it.
He blames what he originally fed on.
Right.
As his, and it goes
well,
back
that,
to that.
The mentality of blaming the gun rather than the person pulling the trigger. And that's exactly what he's saying right there.
Or blaming the, well, it's the food that I eat that makes me fat. Exactly. Who eats it?
That's right.
You do.
That's right. Folks, it has been said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Folks, here's the bottom line. Have you ever noticed that in America, the American people have been taught to equate immorality, lawlessness, breaking the law, 1 John 3:4, with sickness rather than with making bad choices? Lawlessness, sin. Folks, sin is moral, not physical. In other words, I can choose to obey and do the good, or I can choose to disobey and do the bad. I cannot choose to overlook the right choice, making the wrong choice, and then excuse myself from the consequence of that choice by saying that I'm sick for making it. Simply put, you have the power to choose from the heart to do either the good or the bad, the right or the wrong, to disobey or to obey. And after all, right must always be right, and it will never change. Because choice means, defined Webster's 1828, the act of choosing, the voluntary act of selecting. For example, if I'm hungry, I make the choice to eat. If I'm thirsty, I make the choice to walk to the cupboard, get a glass, fill it up with the drink of my choice, and then swallow it down. This is choice. I can equate it with the choice that the young and criminals, such as the one Jake is talking about right now, make, such as rebelliousness, sex, pornography, whatever the case might be, drinking, drugs, lying, stealing, dishonoring their parents, and even killing. These are not sicknesses, folks. They are simple violations of the law by making bad choices. Sickness, defined Webster's 1828. You ready for this? Sickness. State of being disease. Disease is involuntary. It is not by choice that one gets a disease. The only involuntary thing taking place with crime is the fact that when they're busted, they end up in jail.
That's right.
And they don't want to be there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not, but right before, there's a sign. Don't do this.
That's
you won't
right.
end up here. If you don't want to do the time, don't commit the crime. This came up in the case here as I'm kind of perusing through this ABC News article. Castro had agreed last week to accept a sentence of life in prison plus 1,000 years. What is that? But anyways, okay, that's not the topic. But a psychiatrist who testified during the morning at his sentence hearing said his victims. Now listen to this. This is the importance of this. So many people are thinking, oh, well, you know, he did this bad thing. Maybe he's learned. Let him move on.
Yeah.
Not if he's your neighbor.
Yeah.
What if he's your neighbor?
He just stole how many years from them girls?
That's what she goes on. His victims will also have to live with his actions for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
When it comes home, it's a whole different story.
Of course.
I mean, if you were this guy's neighbor, would you be wishing mercy on this man? Oh, no.
Yep.
Not at all. Throw the key away.
Yep.
And our justice system, just speaking, it goes even further than that. When you talk to these poor victims, that's exactly right, for the rest of their lives. You know what they're going to be thinking about? Why is this man still allowed to live?
That's right. More compassion is shown to the predator than the victims today in this society.
And then we got to ask ourselves why. Okay, so the victims, they're going to go on and they're going to probably need help with people, you know, just counseling, talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at how much money the bureaucracy is going
That's
to
right.
make off of this criminal, you start to understand why more compassion is shown to the criminal.
$64 billion a year.
That's just jail.
That's right.
Then about the shrinks that got to come in for jail.
$64 billion, friends. What do you think it's about?
And
they look for this.
And who's paying for it? You are. anymore. That's not like the criminal goes out on the chain gang anymore and earns a scratch here. You have to.
Well, that was to deter crime, Jake, not to encourage. That's why
I don't want to go there.
They have to remove those chain gangs now because they want to make sure that when they get to jail, it's comfortable. They want them back.
That's right.
You know, they may as well just put a billboard out there saying, hey, listen, we hope to see you in 6 months.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes. It's cruel and unusual punishment, which has gotten taken way out of proportion, which is in the Constitution. It's talking about cruel and unusual punishment. But if you look at even that, then you got the shrinks, then you got the meds that these people go on. Folks, you pay for every dime of that. Don't think that restitution is ever going to get paid back by these criminals. It's not going to happen.
No. And then they let them out. I mean, how many of these criminals that are committing these atrocious crimes, how many of them are repeat offenders?
Yes.
Yeah. But then again, you have a justice system, injustice system, that is teaching people to commit the crime two times, but you better not do it the third time.
Yeah, that's right.
Three strikes and you're out.
Because, and here's what they say, well, we got so many people locked up that you know, we can't even lock people up anymore, so maybe we better just, you know. But this is all as a result of, again, society not living for the price of liberty and not living. Well, if we look at it, to live is Christ, to die is gain. That's how we should be in society.
Well, let's lay the axe to the root of the tree. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. There's your answer.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
It's real simple.
I mean, my goodness.
No sense in talking about those branches. No. You commit the crime, dude, you're going to do the time.
That's right.
Yeah. And when you look in Scripture, where do you see?
That's the conclusion.
Yeah. Where do you see the justice system, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
It was real quick. It was real swift. Yeah. And by the way, when you go back to the 1800s in this country, you've seen that if a crime was committed, there would be justice the very next day, not 3 years down the road.
That's right. And it was very fair.
Because it wasn't a moneymaker.
That's right.
It was an issue of freedom and magnifying freedom through justice.
And here, if you look at this, because justice, it says in the Bible, two different ways, don't judge or respect the cause of the poor or the rich.
That's right.
So many people think, oh, you're just favoring because he's rich. How about the poor? How many people have been favored because they're poor and they get away with crime?
Yep.
I mean, look at legalized plunder right now in the welfare system. But I want to go to something else, too. Some people say, well, that old school way of judging things, you know, it was putting people away.
Yeah, how's that old school thing working out for you today, friends?
Pretty good.
We need to get back to
you. You look at the witness system. You couldn't be convicted of a capital crime unless you had two witnesses that were willing to bear witness that I saw this particular crime. Now, those two witnesses, everybody remembers the Ninth Commandment. Many people know it as thou shalt not lie. I always learned it as thou shalt not bear false witness. What does that mean? In a court of law, if you're going to go and bear witness and you give a false witness, then that false witness that you are attesting to somebody, you're attributing to him, you're saying he killed, therefore you know what the penalty of life for life. If you lie, if you're a false witness in that particular crime, then guess what? That penalty comes upon you.
You're talking about
keeps
perjury.
Everybody pretty upright.
Perjury.
Yeah, that is perjury.
Okay, and if you committed the act of lying under oath, they would stamp your hand with what?
Yeah, you could be a P or
it would. They'd put a P on your hand. So when they tell you to raise your hand, they would see that you've lied under oath before.
Yeah.
But we better not have that, Jake.
Oof. That's a little intense. It's cruel and unusual.
If we actually get rid of that, then we got something to talk about. But if we actually bring in the system of justice, we don't have anything to talk about, but we have a whole lot of freedom, and we have a whole lot of fear before the eyes of them that want to commit a crime towards you, my friends.
And a whole lot of liberty with people that are innocent to follow and obey the law.
Amen. And a good judge that loves his country, he's going to commit the act of what? Justice by the magnification of the law towards that crime for the very purpose of establishing righteousness.
That's right. And preservation.
And that is a mercy to society.
It sure is.
Amen.
There we go. There's where mercy rejoiceth over judgment.
Amen. See, most people don't think that through.
No. And that's why you have to exalt the light of Christ, because all men are sinners. Yes, indeed. But when you see that sacrifice of Christ, or when you see, like you just talked about in the first segment, all the men that have died for the liberties that we have, then you look at that price and you say, oh my gosh, if I have ever offended, I am eternally sorry. I will not do that again, because love compels my heart now to live right.
Well, you got to ask the question then, okay, because we were talking about earlier, are you willing to live for her, America?
Yes.
The question is how much do you love your country?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second question to spiritual people, right? How much do you love holiness?
That's right.
Because when you love holiness, you understand judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to commit the crime.
That's right.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. Oh, wait a second. So our sins before God.
Yes.
That's true
First.
Liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
Thank you. And to whom the Son makes free is free
indeed.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Do check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and or check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Also, too, today, this morning, you're actually on the air with the Price of Business out of Houston, Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
I didn't hear none of that.
Texas.
I didn't hear none of that.
He didn't have a Texas draw?
Not at all.
Man, he's out of Houston. Huh. He doesn't get any more Texas than Houston. Also, too, Dr. Bill Deagle, you're on his show last night. Bobby Gunther Walsh earlier to this town in Allentown, PA.
Wow.
The NutriMedical Report.
Can I high-five that a little bit? That was Bill Deagle, he's a smart guy.
It's crazy.
But I said, Bill, I'll just do my best to track with you, sir.
It's like there's a computer program in his mind, and it just kind of shuffles itself through.
He kept talking to me over the breaks.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear the breaks, and he kept talking to me like we were on the radio show. And so I would just jump on. Whenever he had a door open, dude, I'd just go right for it, right? And so in saying that, we would roll over and he'd say, well, welcome back to the show. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what are you talking
about? Did we ever get off?
Totally. I didn't hear it. And so we went off the first segment, then the second segment, then the third segment. And then I looked at Jake and I said, okay, Jake, I got to get out of here,
yeah,
right?
You're supposed to do two.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear more of that, folks. We've been on his show a couple times here. But also, too, tune in tonight on Radio Liberty with Stan Monteith. 5 p.m. Central Time, Bradley will be on the show.
He's a sweetheart, dude. He's a sweet man.
And then 10 p.m., Bradley will be on the show as well. So be on there twice today. Again, Radio Liberty with Stan Monteith.
Jake, you got me on for an hour at both times.
Actually, he preferred that.
Did he?
You know, I'm just the...
I think he must have liked me.
I'm the booker. I'm the booker. He did.
Last time I did an interview with him, we were in Florida. And again, I just got to say he was a very sweet man.
Yes.
Yes.
Stan, and we appreciate what Stan's doing. Now, a lot of you new people to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, anyhow. I realize some people don't have it, but if you don't, get on there and like it, because you get to interact with people like this. We posted the viral video of the Constitution teacher that said, "Get away from my car!" If you guys remember that, it was a number of weeks ago, two or three, I think. She got physically violent with one of our street team members for teaching Christianity and the Constitution, just so you know the reason. So I'm going through this, I'm just looking at the comments, and a gentleman by the name of Gail says this: "In the name of Jesus, stop the violence!" And then Brenda responds with, "Crackpot." And then Milton, I'm sorry, maybe this doesn't belong on live radio, but I'm humored.
Well,
I know.
Is that the fault of the Christian that's being the light of the world and improving the darkness?
That's what I'm saying. So wow. Then Brenda says, "Crackpot." And then Milton says, "Nowhere in the Constitution does it say anything about the separation of church and state. Only ignorant liberals believe this because their people say it. They should take the time and read it."
Well, I remember Pelosi talks about the word.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Beautiful, the
word. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. And to think about that, nominated as Speaker of the House. I mean, we've got to digress from that because it is so lunatic to even think about some of the things that have been allowed and then propagated through the mainstream media. Yeah. And how you see all the ties right into this White House. This man is not competent enough to be the president. He's just not. Look at his policies. Not only that, okay, no, stop there. That's enough. You know, a lot of people said Jimmy Carter had no business being a president. Well-intended guy, nice guy, real likable guy. I mean, he was voted in fair and square. But he got in, and people were like, okay, this is like a five-year-old trying to run, fly a jet airplane. It's not working. Now, you could say that through the competency of Obama. That is true, yes. But now look at the willful destruction that this man has brought forth through this administration. How he's piggybacked off of the past administration. Now, the past administration has not even called him out on that. So you start to see this joint coming together and how the people tolerate it, which goes back to our point. If you're willing to die for your country, you think you should at least live.
Let me give
for
more analogy. Listen to the analogy that you're speeding down the highway, driving 70 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone and breaking the law by 15 miles per hour. So when you get pulled over by the police officer, the first thing he does is point his finger at the law to stop, actually to show you your violation of breaking that law. He then hands you a ticket for your violation of breaking that law, which is a form of judgment. But instead of taking responsibility, the American people are taught to respond in such a fashion: "Officer, I'm sick and there's something wrong with my foot." Take the ticket, rip it up, and then throw it on the ground and say, "Officer, I'm sick. Not responsible, and you need to help me." So the question is how is that going to go over? I'll tell you. He'll pull you out of the car, handcuff you, making an immediate arrest, and then throw you in the back of his squad car, laughing the whole time, of course, saying, "Wait until my buddies hear this one." Yeah, see, friends, America and those that commit crimes against the Constitutional Republic, you don't need a day with a counselor. You need a day in front of the judge to pay your violations, which are the consequence of the laws that were broken. This is how you establish righteousness through justice. So what would have been the situation if there had been no law posted? There would have been no violation because there was no law posted to give you a knowledge of your violation. Right. So this is where sickness makes its entrance. So if you are sick, then you do not need to be responsible. So in other words, let me go down a little bunny trail for you really quick. So he had a problem with pornography.
Yep.
So a government comes in, says it's okay now through policy to go ahead and make pornographic movies.
That's right.
Okay? So they create a bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy feeds what? Criminals.
That's right.
And guess who pays for the criminals? You do, America. Mm-hmm. You get to support them instead of dealing with them in government when they gave a pass to those to make the movies in
the first place. That's right.
That's where it should have stopped.
Exactly right. That's exactly. David just shared that on Facebook with us right now. It shows that porn is not so harmless as the educators say that it's not. This man still can't blame it, to your point, obviously. This man still can't blame the porn, but look at those in charge of enforcing the law. I mean, when somebody comes up, the cop busts him and says, "You're speeding," and the guy turns to him and says, "I'm sick, you need to help me." Wait a second. Is that the police's jurisdiction? Same thing with government. Is the government's job to make sure we don't break the law? No. The government's job is to do this. When you do break the law, execute justice.
That's right.
And that's its prevention. It doesn't go into educating anything. I mean, imagine the police
officer.
So prevention
is better than cure.
Exactly. The police officer is trained to stop you and put you in handcuffs. He's not trained to say, "Well, why were you going so fast? Is everything okay at home?
Yeah. Did you get
your
meds?
Are your shoes tied?
Would you like me to get you a counselor?"
That's all.
Oh, look at the devil did, says the women in the church.
Look at the devil, chase the devil.
Well, one more point. So what does the law do? It gives you a knowledge of your violation and brings you to your responsibility to choose liberty rather than jail, the right over the wrong, and life over death. It also eradicates sickness. So what rule is man to go by when God's Ten Commandments are taken out of sight? Well, take a look around. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And with this mentality, criminals who commit crimes are being overlooked and excused or written off as being sick when they are simply making bad choices to break the law.
Right.
And
right.
Folks, this may work with men, but it will not work with God on the day of judgment when every one of us will stand before a just and a holy God. So deal with it now.
And that message will be the salvation to your country. It will be the peace of your country. It will be the liberty in your country, because that message
is
not new. It is
Isaiah
the light.
51.
Right. It's set as a light. Statue of Liberty, enlightening the world. How is liberty enlightening the world? You can't have liberty unless the law is upheld. You can't have liberty without justice.
Of course.
It all ties in, folks. But you know what? A lot of times, the way that the patterns that are laid, not only in our young people's minds, but in the adult's mind as well, and we find that when we tour through the country. They don't bring the two together. For some reason, they don't click. But when you do, the Holy Ghost works, and it clicks, and it makes sense to these people. We share testimonies and videos on Facebook. As a matter of fact, we're going to post one right now of a 10-year-old girl that just got one of the comic books, and she shared her testimony of how she's going to be salt and light, and how she's sharing it with her neighbors, 8-year-olds, all the way up to adults, folks. The importance of understanding your support to the Sons of Liberty is the importance of understanding who is going to speak to this nation. If you're not able to, you're a business owner, whatever, you can deal with it in your own respective communities. But I can tell you what, on a national scale, folks, the message is getting out. And we ask, folks, that you donate to this vehicle because it's working. And it's working before God first, our Heavenly Father. You can make a tax-deductible donation by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. There's plenty of incentives in it. As a matter of fact, right now, if you donate $100, you get a free constitutional silver dollar, which I think is the value is between $20 and $30 right now. You can also get the My War DVD series, which has changed numerous lives across this country. We still get emails from it. You can get the comic book to share with your young people, or even read yourself. We have music CDs. Or you just make a donation, folks.
I've yet to hear anybody say anything bad about any of the products that you just talked about.
Haven't seen it at all. As a matter of fact, if you even look at the YouTube video that I just shared, we're getting tons of comments on it right now. This person said, this lady is why we homeschool. Yes, I understand. Homeschool your kids. But, folks, we can't just close our eyes to society. This is our country, too. If the ship goes down, we all go down in it. So we got to all do our part. We ask that you make that donation today. Do it prayerfully and consider it. Ask the Lord where he would direct your resources. But I can promise you that you can depend upon us to plant the good seed in society and reap the good fruit. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make your donation there today or become a son or daughter of liberty. And also, too, I forgot about this, and I got to keep mentioning it. In about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we're starting the Constitution course again. Many of you have taken it through webcasts throughout the country. We do it live one day a week for 12 weeks. We teach the entirety of the Constitution. We apply the history of the Constitution, what happened at the convention, what were the motives, share quotes from our founding fathers. That's all on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Well, that was good. Can you say that? I didn't hear any of that, Jack. Please.
I got to remember it now. Yes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make a donation. Go to the bottom of the site. Make a donation. Join the Constitution class. And also read Bradley Dean's columns, which is another one coming out tonight, WorldNetDaily.com.
That's right. And that will be called Will You Live For Her? I don't know what they're going to call it, but that's what I called it.
That's right.
And it really is. It always has to come back to that, because once people understand the price paid for their liberties, that eradicates the dilemma.
That's right.
They take responsibility, right, my friends? Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. First down 318, I'll say jot next time. Okay, sorry about that. Forgive me. I'll rewind.
Okay, it's fast.
See ya.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.